by morning, new mercies we see. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Lord, we bless and exalt you. We appreciate you. We say thank you for another new day. Anytime we see the dawning of a new day, we say thank you. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy has kept us. We are so grateful for the journey so far. We slept and we woke up safely. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your hand of grace over our lives. We thank you for giving us victory on all sides. We thank you because you are good. In you we live, we breathe, and we have our being. We bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Today is another day. Today is Friday. We give God the glory. You are good to us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for your goodness towards our lives. We are so grateful. We say thank you for everything. We thank you for the present. We thank you for the past. We thank you for the hope that we have in you. We thank you for the blessings, for the good reports, for the good and pleasant surprises that you have ahead of us. We are so grateful. We thank you, Jesus. Let your name alone be glorified. Thank you for this opportunity to be among the living. We are grateful from the depth of our heart. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 17th day in the month of April 2026. I want us to make these words of declarations with me, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved, in the name of Jesus Christ. I go out with a consciousness of the presence of the Lord in me, around me, beside me. It is only the word of God for my life that will come to pass, in Jesus' name. No matter what I face today, the word of the Lord stands tall. The word of the Lord stands strong over my life and my home, in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord goes ahead of me as a fire and consume everything and every word that says negative things concerning my life, in Jesus' name. I enjoy the activeness that is in the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord comes alive in me, and I enjoy the fullness to the brim, in the name of Jesus Christ. My life will express the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. My life expresses every of his good deeds that he has said concerning me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help is my portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. The blessings of the Lord is my portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is my portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies and good reports are my portion, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every of the word of the Lord over my life, I begin to enjoy it, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am blessed because the Lord have said concerning me that blessings are my portion. I am not cursed. Bible says every of the blessings of the Lord concerning me, no one can turn it back, no one can reverse it. So I enjoy the blessings of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I enjoy it forward ever, in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy victories on all sides, in Jesus' name. Lines are open unto me in pleasant places, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because my seat is not in the seat of death, my seat is in the seat of life, and is in the seat of help from above, in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. I enjoy the mercy of God beyond my reasoning, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with all that concerns me, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I bring the word of the Lord to you this morning regarding the word of the Lord. From the beginning of this month, we'll be talking about the word of the Lord. I will continue to talk about the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord is the only thing we have to enjoy our life to the fullness. The word of the Lord secures our life. It is only in the word of the Lord that we enjoy security, we enjoy safety, and we enjoy all that we need to enjoy, in the name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 8 verse 32, like we know our anchor scripture, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We will enjoy the freedom that the word of the Lord has said regarding our individual lives, in Jesus' name. Our Bible reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And the word of the Lord is living. The word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the division of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. That means the word of the Lord knows everything that the life of a man is made up of. The word of God can penetrate into every part of our body, our spirit, our soul, and our body. How can we know that the word of God is living? We've read that the word of God is living, is active, and is powerful. How can someone know the potency of a thing when it has not been tried? It is only when it is tried. And how is it tried? It is in the application. It is in the application of a thing that we know the potency of a thing, if it is really working. And the Bible told us that the word of God is living, not only living, it is powerful. The activity of the word of God is potent. no one can bring it down because it carries the power of life. So we can only enjoy the potency of the Word of God in its activity, in its application. And how can we use it? That is, in applying it rightly. And how can we apply it rightly? How can we use the Word of God rightly to enjoy the life that it carries, to enjoy the power that it carries? That is when we follow the instruction of the manual. And the manual is the scripture, the Word of God that has been laid to us, has been given to us as the shield, as the compass that we need for our life. John chapter 1 verse 4 says, in him was life. That is the Word of God. The Word of God is life. It is living and it is powerful. I was saying that, how can we apply it? The Word of God says, the Word of the Lord is life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That means the Word of God is the light that we need as human, the Word that we need to activate for us to enjoy life to its fullness. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. The way we can enjoy that Word, which is the light of God, it is applying the Word of God, the light of God, to the darkness of our life, to the fear in our life, to the ignorance in our life. Applying the light of God, that is the Word of God. It says, the Word shines in darkness, and it can, and no one, nothing can comprehend it. Darkness cannot bring it down. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That means the only way we can enjoy this Word is by applying that light into our lives. And how can we apply it? We were told in the course of the week that we need to meditate in the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. We need to meditate on the Word of the Lord on a daily basis. Meditating it, pondering on the Word of God in our hearts. It is only when it is pondered in our life that we get that spark of consciousness. If we don't make efforts to read the Word of God, if we don't make efforts to deliberately stay on the Word and continue to say it till it comes to consciousness, we are not ready yet. So we need to apply that Word by constant meditation, by constant recitation, staying on that Word for that Word to make a meaning. It's like checking a word in the dictionary. You just check it today and leave it. Most of the time, when we don't go back to look at the meaning, that meaning might not stay to us. We might find it difficult in applying that Word in areas we want to use it. So that is the way it is in our day-to-day activities. Trying to apply the Word, consciously making effort to put that Word in our hearts, making that Word stay in us. The reason we need that Word to say Word, because the Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, your Word is a lamp unto my feet to lighten my path. The work of the Word of God is to lighten our paths. That is why we need to stay on that Word, to lighten that path, that area of concern of our life. The reason it's a concern to us is because we need light to be shed on that path. And the only way it can be shed on it is when we realize that that Word is the only tool that can lighten it, that can bring light to it, that can bring understanding to it. The Word of God is a light unto my the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet to lighten my path. It is only the Word of God that can lighten our path. That is when we stay on it, when we continue to meditate on it. Our daily meditation, or anyhow we choose to meditate on it, brings that Word, makes it comes alive in our life. Our willingness in following the instruction is the only way we can enjoy the Word of God. It is the only way we can enjoy the benefits that the Word of God carries. Remember, the Word of God is living and is always active. It is always living and active. But we must do our part for we to enjoy that living and the activeness that is in the Word of God. The Word of God is living and is active. Meditating on the Word of God is the solution that we need for our life. Staying on the Word of God, staying on the Word that God has said concerning you. What is the Word that He has said concerning you? The Word of God is beautiful for all situations. All we need to do is to make our own effort in searching it out. If you are finding it difficult in searching, and thank God we all have a lot of applications that has made it easy. Just Google the Word you need. Just Google it and put, I need a scripture concerning this Word. You see the Word that God has said concerning that area. And when we continue to meditate on it, begin to say it in a conscious effort. Make a conscious effort concerning it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let's say you are going through the issue of fear. You are being scared of the uncertainty ahead of you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom can I fear? When we continue to ponder on it, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom can I fear? That consciousness begins to spark in us that the Lord is my light. He is the only one that can save me. He is the only one that can silence this fear. I know this fear is real, but I need something to silence this fear in my heart. I need the word of God to silence this false evidence that is appearing real. What everyone has said, fine, I have been encouraged. When the word doesn't come alive, when that activeness of that word has not sparked that consciousness in our life, we might not know what it's saying. It might look as if when everybody is even saying, you'll be saying, this person does not understand what I'm saying, because we have not gotten what we need to get concerning that word for our life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The word said, He has promised and He will never fail. The word of God said, He will keep that which I have committed in His hand. If you have not committed anything into His hand, there is no way He can keep it. The only way He can keep it is when we commit it into His hand. His word said, He will keep that which I have committed into His hand until that very day. So you continue to say it. He said, He will keep that which I have committed into His hand. When we continue to say it, asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell on me. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Breathe this word upon me. Let this word come alive in me. And as we consciously say it with the heart that is willing to know, willing to receive, we'll see that the Holy Spirit brings it alive and will begin to enjoy. As we go in the course of today, I pray that the Lord will open our heart. He will silence every noise, because we experience and we encounter noise everywhere, noise in our heart, noise in every areas of life. There is noise, and the noise is choking us and is preventing us from settling on the word of God to receive that which He has said unto us. I want us to remember that the word of Lord is living. It is active. It is powerful at all times. Powerful for all situations. And it is always active to solve that challenge that we are encountering. Only thing we need to do is to sit on the word. Meditate on it. Be conscious of it. Sit on it as if that is the only solution. Even though we know it is the only solution. Sit on it with the consciousness that I will never let this word go unless it gives solutions to my life. The Lord will help us today in Jesus' name. We receive the strength to sit on the word of God. And the Lord silence every noise in our heart so that we will receive the activeness and enjoy the power that the word of God carries in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go out today, the grace of the Lord is our portion. Brethren, please let's remember and consciously walk towards living our life for Jesus Christ, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. We will make it to heaven in Jesus' name. We will not lose our eternal home of rest in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The blessings of the Lord rest upon us, and we enjoy the word that He has said concerning us for us today in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.